弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们开始的时候还是来读几处经文。
As we begin, let us read some passages of scripture.
第一处我们要读的经文是在希伯来书的第十一章。
Our very first passage is in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们要希伯来书十一章第一和第二节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and
2. 信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the men of old gained approval.
还是希伯来书第十一章，我们读第六节。
Still in chapter 11 of Hebrews, let's go to verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
希伯来书十一章的第八到第十节。
And then Hebrews 11, verse 8 through 10.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来为要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去，他因着信。就在所应许之地做客，好像在一地居住帐篷，与那一同蒙同一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
我们下一处经文要读马太福音的第二十二章三十二节。
Our next passage is in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22, verse 32.
马太福音二十二章三十二节是主耶稣基督在这边讲的一句话。
Matthew 22, verse 32 is a verse that our Lord Jesus himself spoke.
他说，这个第一次他说呢，是主讲到说神所说的。他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
Here, when he starts off saying, I am meaning God, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
后来这句神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神，是主耶稣基督对前面这句话的一个注解。
When he is saying he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, our Lord Jesus is explaining the previous phrase.
好，我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，早晨我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, this morning we truly thank and praise you.
因为你把饼杯摆在我们的面前。
Because you have placed the bread and the cup before us.
让我们看见你自己用血所立的约是何等的坚定。
You have shown us how certain is this covenant that you have placed with us with your precious blood.
我们今天经过这个世界的旷野。
As we go through the wilderness of this world.
让我们知道你在引领我们。
We know that you are with us.
并且你一定要引领我们到路中。
And you will truly lead us to the very end.
因此我们向你献上感谢。
For this we want to give you thanks.
我们把今天早晨这些话语也再次交在你恩典的手中。
And again this morning we place these words into your gracious hand.
求圣灵加上膏油。
May you anoint with your Holy Spirit.
求你若过人的软弱，亲自把这些话解释在我们中间。
Look past the weakness of man, and may you yourself explain these words to us.
我们仰望你在我们中间做成你的工作。
We look forward to seeing you complete your work in us.
也求你借着血来洁净你无用的仆人。
And cleanse your servant with your precious blood.
让我们一同在你面前蒙恩。
So that we would together receive of your grace.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Christ. Amen. 弟兄姐妹们，今天早晨我的负担是继续和弟兄姐妹们交通亚伯拉罕的一生。
And this morning I'd like to continue sharing regarding the life of Abraham with everyone.
我们知道当神创造了这个世界之后，
We know that after God created this world,
亚当和夏娃他们在伊甸园里边违背了神的心意。
We know that Adam and Eve, they had rebelled against God's desire.
这个世界很快就进入了一个黑暗的时代。
And this world very quickly entered into darkness.
圣经告诉我们说呢， 经过了几代人之后，那个时候的光景就是人终日所思的尽都是恶。
We know that the Bible tells us that after several generations, it tells us very clearly that every thought of man was evil.
因此神就用洪水来审判这个世界。
Therefore, God had to judge the world with the flood.
之后呢，神要开始一段新的历史。
And afterwards, God wanted to begin a new work.
洪水之后，我们知道挪亚从方舟里边出来。
We know that after the flood, Noah came out of the ark.
带来了一段新的历史时代。
And he began a new time or a new genealogy as well.
但是人类很快呢，又进入了一个新的一个罪恶的时期。
But very quickly, man entered into a new era of sin.
到了创世纪第十章的时候，我们就看见人在那边要建立一个巴别塔。
And then we see that in Genesis chapter 10, man wanted to build a tower, the Tower of Babel.
第十章和第十一章就讲到这个巴别塔的建造。
And it tells us about this building through Genesis chapter 10 and 11.
所以我们看见人开始要建立在地上为自己的名而建立。
Now we see that man wants to create a name for himself here on earth.
要开始远离神，做自己的神。
He wants to do his own thing apart from God.
因此神要开始一个新的工作。
And so therefore God desires to do a new work.
在这个新的工作开始的时候，神呢，要使用一个他所拣选的器皿。
And in this new work, he wants to do this work through a vessel that he chooses.
因此我们看见在创世纪第十一章的结束的时候，后半部有一个新的家谱。
And so at the end part of Genesis 11, we see that there is a new genealogy.
当然，这个家谱中记载了许多的人。
Of course, there are many people recorded here.
但是，当我们读的这一个简单的家谱的时候，我们看见这个家谱一个中心的人物就是亚伯拉罕。
In this very simple genealogy, we see that there is a main character, and that is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是神所在地上所拣选的一个器皿。
Abraham was a vessel chosen by God.
要开始神在地上一个新的工作。
To begin a new work that God desires to do.
那这个工作的原则是一个以信为本的原则。
The principle of this new work is one that surrounds faith.
因此神亚伯拉罕他原来的名字呢是叫亚伯兰。
That is why at beginning his name was first Abraham.
亚伯兰的原来的名字的意思是崇高之父的意思。
And previously, the name Abraham means the father is exalted.
到最后神要把他的名字改成亚伯拉罕。
Yet later, God changed his name to Abraham.
他亚伯拉罕的名字就是多国之父的意思。
And the meaning of this name is the father of many nations.
因为神在亚伯拉罕身上有一个应许。
Because God has this promise that he is going to accomplish in Abraham.
就是要万民因着亚伯拉罕的后裔而得福。
That is, all nations will be blessed because of Abraham.
让他借着他所建造的信心能够带出一个信心的族类。
And that is, through his faith, there will now be a race or a people that is based on faith.
就是今天他在教会当中在这个地上所建造的工作。
And that is the work that God is building here on earth today.
因此希伯来书告诉我们说人非有信就不能够讨神的喜悦。
That is why in the book of Hebrews it tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because anyone who comes to God must believe that he is.
且信他赏赐那些寻求的人。
And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
到了加拉太书保罗告诉我们。
When we come to the book of Galatians, Paul tells us.
亚伯拉罕因着信神就算他的义。
Because Abraham believed in God, it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以要证明一件事情，就是那些以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That is why it says those who are of faith are sons of Abraham.
所以他就早早地把这个福音已经传给了亚伯拉罕，已经在他身上做了工作。
So very early on, this gospel was already preached to Abraham and done upon Abraham.
并且说呢，这个工作是要产生的一个结果，就是万国万民都要因着亚伯拉罕的信心而得福。
Because the result of this work is that all people, all nations will be blessed because of this work of faith.
让那些以信为本的人能够和亚伯拉罕一同蒙受神的应许。
So all those who are of faith are blessed together with Abraham, the believer.
因此，信心在我们基督徒的人生当中 是一件非常重要的事情。
Therefore, faith is a very important thing for us who believe.
然而我们从亚伯拉罕一生看见呢，信心不是一个生来与具的事情。
Also from Abraham, we see that faith is not something that he was born with.
不是他生来就有的一个信心。
He did not have faith just because he was born with it.
我们每一个人生来都是没有信心的。
For all of us who are born here, we do not have faith.
所以我们感谢主，神把亚伯拉罕这个信心的过程记载在圣经当中。
So we thank the Lord. God has now placed the story of Abraham's journey of faith written for us.
让我们借着他这段经历，能够来学习怎样在地上能够经历神的工作，能够建造。在我们里边能够存留到永远的信心。
So that through his experience, we can see how faith can be built up and last until eternity.
亚伯拉罕的信心是一个漫长的过程。
Abraham's journey of faith was a very slow and long one.
是经历了许多的挑战，许多的挣扎，许多失败的过程。
It went through many trials, much struggle, and even failures.
这就给我们带来了很大的希望。
Which gives us great hope.
因为我们承认我们都是小信的人。
Because we acknowledge we are all people of little faith.
特别是我自己，我觉得是非常小信的人。
Particularly myself, I feel that I am of such little faith.
这个信心之父，他要在地上经历这样的一些试炼的过程，我们在地上所经历的也是非常自然的。
The father of faith, if he had to go through such a long journey, then very naturally it is the same for us.
神要在他的儿女当中所建造的信心是能够存留到永远的。
And the faith that God wants to develop in us is to last into eternity.
并且是能够是建造在每一个人活在地上这段光景的时候。
And when it is our condition for all of us who live here on earth.
因此神给我们在地上这几十年的时间。
Especially in the few decades that we have here on earth.
今天我们的弟兄唱的两首诗歌都是告诉我们的家不是在这个地上。
And even the two hymns that our brother just led us, it tells us that our home here is not on earth.
我们有一个天家是我们将要永远居住的地方。
We have a heavenly home, in a place where we will dwell forever.
那么今天我们在地上这几十年到底有什么意义呢？
So what is the true meaning of the several decades that we have here on earth?
神要借着这个短暂的时间在我们里边建造出能够存留到永远的信心。
God wants to use this very temporary time to develop this eternal faith in us.
因此神要在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工作，在以撒身上所做的工作，在雅各身上所做的工作，坐在所有信他的人的身上。
The work that God wanted to do in Isaac, the work that he wanted to do in Jacob, as well as the work that he wanted to do in Abraham, to be done in us.
因此主耶稣基督在马太福音里边说呢，神是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
That is why he says in Matthew, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
不但如此，主耶稣基督说，神不是死人的神。乃是活人的神。
Not only so, but our Lord Jesus says he is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
犹太人他们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各他们埋葬的地方。
The Jews, they knew the place that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, where they were buried.
但是主耶稣基督在这里面要强调，在他们身上所做的工作，要做在每一代活人身上。
However, our Lord Jesus is emphasizing that he is doing this work upon all those who are living in every generation.
因此我们在地上这几十年就有了永恒的价值。
Therefore, the several decades that we have on earth has eternal value.
因此神在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工作就和我们今天在地上是息息相关。
All the things that God did in the life of Abraham has very intimate relationship with our lives on earth here today.
因此这次呢，我的负担是来看一下亚伯拉罕他信心的一个经历。
Therefore, I want to take a look at Abraham's experiences of faith today.
上一次我们看到了亚伯拉罕他怎样蒙召离开了加勒底的乌尔。
Last time we talked about how Abraham was called and he left the Ur of Chaldeans.
他是靠着信心离开了那个繁华的地方，到一个他还不知道的地方去。
By faith, he left a place of great provision to a place where that he did not know.
但是我们看见呢，他一开始起步的时候就遇见了许多的艰难。
But we do know that as soon as he left, he encountered a lot of difficulty.
他就在一个地方叫哈兰的地方停留了很久。
And he stayed in a place called Haran for a long time.
这对我们来讲是一个巨大的提醒。
This is a great reminder for all of us.
在我们人生的道路上都有许多的叫哈兰站。
In our life journey, we have a lot of Haran, that place, that station.
让我们在那边就停止不前了。
A place that we stop at.
我们看一下我们自己基督徒的人生，我们确实觉得有很多这样的光景。
In our Christian journey, we do feel that we often have such a condition.
但是我们感谢主，神再一次向亚伯拉罕发出了呼召。
But we thank the Lord because God called Abraham once again.
亚伯拉罕听见了神的呼召，他离开了哈兰。
And so when Abraham heard God's calling, he left Haran.
我们在每一个停止的光景当中，能够重新一次听见神在我们生命中的呼召。
We hope that every time we stop at a place called Haran, that we would again hear God's calling and move on.
因此亚伯拉罕进到了迦南地。
Therefore, Abraham continued on and went into Canaan.
他在那边，我们之前看到的圣经里边，他建造了两座坛。
And here we see that he built two altars.
作为奉献，作为敬拜的地方。
It was a place of sacrifice as well as a place of worship.
也作为他人生的里程碑。
And it also became a milestone in his life.
在我们人生的路上，需要有建坛的经历。
In our life journey, we need to have the experience of building an altar.
我们需要奉献，我们需要敬拜。
We need to have consecration and worship.
也需要有人生的里程碑。
And we need to have these milestones in our journey.
在我们每个艰难的时候，我们回头可以看主在我们身上曾经做过的工作。
When we go through difficulty, we look back and we see the work that God has already done in our lives.
那么今天我们要继续往前看亚伯拉罕的经历。
So today, let's continue on in Abraham's experience.
盼望着我们能够看见他在这条路上所经过的试炼和失败的经历，也从中学到我们的功课。
That through Abraham's trials as well as his failures, that we can learn from them.
也让我们看见他重新一次回到迦南，选择神的旨意。
And that we see when he returned back to Canaan, how he chose God's will.
或许有时间的话，我们还看一下他在征战中得胜的经历。
And if we have time, we'll take a look at his victory in warfare as well.
我们先看一下他在这条路上所经历这些试探和失败的经历。
Let's first take a look at some of the trials and failures that Abraham went through.
这个是记载在创世纪的第十二章。
This is recorded in Genesis chapter 12.
十二章的第九节到第十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 9 through 13.
我们先来读一下这几节经文。
Let's read some of these verses.
创世纪的第九章，第十二章第九节到第十三节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 9 through 13.
后来亚伯兰又渐渐往南地迁移往南地去。在那里遇见饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂居。将近埃及，就对他妻子撒来说：我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人，埃及人看见你必说，这是他妻子，他们就要杀我，却叫你存活。求你说你是我的妹子，我使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。
Abraham journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abraham went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. It came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarai, his wife, See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say that you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that I may live on account of you.
我们在第十二章的中间的时候，看见亚伯拉罕在那边已经筑了两座坛。
In the middle of chapter 12, we see that Abraham had already built two altars.
但是到了第十二章的第九节呢，非常简单的一节经文告诉我们说，后来亚伯拉罕渐渐的往南地迁移。
And in verse 9, in this very simple verse, it said then that Abraham journeyed on, continuing toward the Negev.
这是他人生的一个转折点。
This was a turning point in Abraham's life.
今天在圣经里边，这个南地呢，就是在地理位置上，在以色列的最南边，靠近埃及红海的那个地方。
The Negev is a very southern part, and we see that it is very close to Egypt. It is at the southernmost part of the Red Sea.
那这个地方呢，是充满了这个，是一个沙漠，但是这个沙漠不是像我们常常所看见许多的沙漠的碎石，是充满了石头的沙漠。
Now, this is a desert wilderness, not one that you might imagine, but it's full of rocks.
在这个圣经里边，这个 Negev 有的时候会翻成也翻成南地，但它原来希伯来的词的意思呢，是一个干旱无水的艰难之地。
In the Negev, which is also translated as a southern land, it is the meaning of it is a very difficult and dry place.
以赛亚在他的诗篇里边讲到呢，这个地方被称作为艰难困苦之地。
And Isaiah says that it is a dry and weary land.
这是一个试炼的地方。
This is a place of testing.
所以当亚伯拉罕渐渐地迁移到南地的时候，
So gradually, as Abraham traveled, journeyed toward the Negev,
他就遇见了他人生当中一个非常大的试炼。
He encountered a great test or trial in his life.
这个艰难困苦的地方是试炼人信心的地方。
A time of testing and trial is a time where our faith is being tested.
不但亚伯拉罕进到了南地，他继续往南，进到了这个埃及。
Not only did he go towards the south, but he entered into Egypt.
我们的弟兄，年长的弟兄上一次提到我们要出埃及，要从这个世界里面出来。
Last week, our brother shared about how we are to depart, to leave Egypt out of this world.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在这个时候呢，他走了一个相反的路。
However, Abraham, he's going in the opposite direction.
他不但离开了迦南地，
Not only did he leave Canaan,
进到了那个荒漠试炼的南地，
to go into the land of testing, the southernmost region,
并且进一步呢，进到了这个埃及地。
But he went a step further into Egypt.
所以我们就看见了刚才这段经文所读到的，在埃及地，他所受到的这个些试炼。
Therefore, we read about the testing that he encountered when he was in Egypt.
因为撒来，他知道撒来呢是一个圣经告诉我们说是一位容貌俊美的妇人。
It is because of Sarai. The Bible does tell us that she was a very beautiful woman.
所以亚伯拉罕心里边有一个惧怕，当他们到了埃及地的时候。
So Abraham had this fear that when he went into Egypt,
埃及人必说这是他的妻子。
That the Egyptians would say this is his wife.
就要杀他。
And that he would be killed.
因为呢，他知道他们这些人要抢夺撒来。
Because he knew that the people there would want to take Sarai away from him.
因此他就对撒来说呢，说你不要说你是我的妻子，你就说你是我的妹妹。
And so he said to his wife, do not say that you are my wife, but my sister.
因此我就可以因你得着这个存活。
Therefore, I may live on account of you.
如果我们继续读创世纪第十二章的时候，我们就知道发生了什么。
If you continue on in this story in chapter 12, you will know what happened.
果然呢，埃及的这些臣宰看见了撒来。
Indeed, Pharaoh's officials saw Sarah.
他们就把这个信息报告了给法老。
And they gave this report to Pharaoh.
法老呢就把撒来接到了他的宫殿里边。
And so Pharaoh took Sarai into his own palace.
要做他的妻子。
To become his wife.
所以亚伯拉罕在这件事情上，他经历了一个非常大的羞辱。
And so Abraham, he experienced great shame in this matter.
但是神是拯救人的神。
However, our God is a God who saves.
因此呢，在这第十二章的后半部分就介绍耶和华神因着撒来的缘故，就在法老家里边降灾。
And so we see that God, because of Sarah and Abraham, afflicted the house of Pharaoh with great plagues.
所以呢，他借着他大能的手，又把这个撒来从法老的权势中。拯救出来。
God saved Sarai with his great and mighty hand out of the household of Pharaoh.
重新一次呢，又归还给亚伯拉罕。
And once again returned her back to Abraham.
我们相信这个在亚伯拉罕的人生当中是一个非常大的羞辱。
In Abraham's life, this was a great shame.
是他一个非常大的一个失败。
It was a great failure in his life.
因为他在这个时候失去了信心。
Because here he completely lost faith.
他没有记得神曾经向他的应许。
He did not look at God's promise to him.
说神要一路与他同在。
That God was going to be with him the entire journey.
所以他的眼光离开了神的应许。
And so his eyes left God's promise.
他就进入了这个可怕的这个试炼当中。
He went into this great and terrible test.
并且在这个试炼当中，他失败了。
And in this test, he failed.
我们知道神重新一次把他拯救出来。之后呢，他也有许多得胜的经历。
We know that after God saved him out of this, that he did have many experiences of victory.
这些呢，或许 主要许可以后我们会有机会来交通道。
And then perhaps if the Lord allows, we'll talk about it later.
但是到了创世纪第二十章的时候
However, when we come to Genesis chapter 20,
我们不是特别清楚创世纪第十二章和二十章中间经过了多少年的时间。
We're not terribly clear as to how many years passed between chapter 12 and chapter 20.
但是我们知道这 是中间是经过了一段时间的。
However, we do know some time passed.
我们会惊讶地发现呢亚伯拉罕在创世纪第二十章的时候又重新犯了一次同样的错误。
Amazingly, we find that Abraham committed the same mistake again.
创世纪第二十章的第一节我们从第一节读到 第三节。
Let's read Genesis 20 verses 1 through 3.
亚伯拉罕从那地往南地迁移，寄居在加底斯和舒尔中间的基拉尔。亚伯拉罕称他的妻撒来为妹子。基拉尔王亚比米勒差人把撒拉娶去，但夜间神在梦中对亚比米勒说：“你是个死人啊，因为你娶了那女人，她原来是别人的妻子。”
Now Abraham journeyed from there toward the land of the Negev and settled between Kadesh and Shur. Then he journeyed in Gerar. Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." So Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in the dream of the night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is married."
我们看见呢，这里边是一个是一条旧路重走。他重新走上了这条旧的路。
Here, we see that Abraham is traveling the exact same old road.
这个对我们来讲是一个何等大的提醒。
This is such a reminder for us.
在我们人生当中。
In our life's journey.
是不是很多的时候我们走上了原来那条旧的路。
Are we often traveling the same paths?
我们在那边已经学到了教训，可是呢，很快我们忘记了。
We've learned the same lesson, except we forget.
我们重新走了那条路。
And we travel the same path again.
所以在二十章一开始的时候就说亚伯拉罕从那地往南地迁移。
The very first verse of chapter 20 says Abraham journeyed from there toward the land of the Negev.
是同样的一句话是在他进埃及之前也是渐渐地往南地迁移。
The same verse as in chapter 12 where he journeyed toward the Negev.
在这边呢他寄居在一个地方叫基拉尔。
And here he also sojourned in a place called Gerar.
同样的他对撒来说你要成为我的妹子不要成为我的妻子。
And again he says to his wife, please call me that you are my sister and not my wife.
因此呢这个当地的这些基拉尔王亚比米勒就差人把撒拉娶去。
And so Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah.
但是我们看见神又一次及时的来拯救他。
However, God again saves them.
圣经就记载说，但夜间神在梦中对亚比米勒说：“你是个死人啊。”
And so God came to Abimelech in a dream of the night and said, "Behold, you are a dead man."
就是如果你不听神的话，亚比米勒和他的全家都要成为死人。
That is, if he was not going to obey God, then he and his entire household would be killed.
因为他说你娶了这个女人原是别人的妻子。
Because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is married.
当然亚比米勒并不知道这件事情。
Of course, Abimelech, he was innocent. He didn't know about this.
但是神呢也拦住了他做出恶事。
Yet God restrained him from anything evil.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕在这边呢又重新犯了一次同样的错误。
So we see Abraham again made the same mistake.
但是这件错误在他的心中到底会为什么要犯这样的错误呢？
In his heart, why was it that he would make this mistake?
当这个亚米米勒把撒拉还给亚伯拉罕之后他就问了亚伯拉罕一个问题。
When Abimelech returned Sarah back to Abraham, he asked him this question.
是记载在创世纪第二十章的第十节。
This is recorded in chapter 20, verse 10.
这个亚比米勒又对亚伯拉罕说：“你看见了什么才做这事呢？”
And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What have you encountered that you have done this thing?"
亚伯拉罕回答说：“说我总以为这个地方的人他们不怕神，为我妻子的缘故杀我。”
Abraham said, "Because I thought surely there is no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife."
在这中间，我们知道创世纪第十，从第十二章到第二十章的时候， 神又曾经几次向亚伯拉罕应许。
We know that God had several times made this covenant and promise with Abraham between chapter 12 and chapter 20.
他说为你祝福的我要祝福他。
He says, I will bless those who bless you.
那咒诅你的我要咒诅他。
I will curse those who curse you.
他说亚伯拉罕你不要惧怕因为我是你的神你的盾牌。
He said, Abraham, do not fear for I am your shield and protection.
你要我要并且我要大大的赏赐你。
And I will greatly bless you.
这是一个何等大的应许，何等坚定的保障。
This is such a wonderful as well as a sure promise and covenant with God.
但是我们不知道为什么亚伯拉罕在这边他信心又软弱了。
But why is it here that Abraham's had such weak faith?
但我们感谢主，这个亚比米勒的王替我们问了一个非常好的问题。
But here we're so thankful because Abimelech is asking a very good question.
他说亚伯拉罕，你看见了什么才行这事呢？
Abimelech said, What have you encountered that you have done this thing?
你看见了什么才行这事?
What have you seen and encountered that you would do such a thing?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们人生当中，我们看见的是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, what you encounter, what you see is so important.
如果我们看见这个世界的混乱，
If you see the chaos of this world,
我们看见好像神没有在工作，
As if God is not doing anything,
我们的信心就软弱了。
Your faith will be weak.
但是如果我们看见在这个混乱的世界当中
However, in the midst of this chaos, and you see,
我们的神仍然坐在高高的宝座上
and you encounter and see that God is the one who is seated upon the throne,
他仍然掌管着人类的历史
that you see that he is in control of all mankind's history,
掌管着我们人生的每个步伐
that he is in control of every aspect of our life,
我们里边就可以有信心
then we can have faith.
所以这个看见是何等的重要。
And so this seeing is so important.
但这个时候亚伯拉罕他忘记了看见神。
At this time, Abraham had forgotten to look at God.
他说呢，我看见的这个地方的人呢，他们很可怕。
He said, I have met the people of this place and they are terrible.
他们不惧怕神。
They have no fear of God in this place.
你知道圣经里边用这个世界上这些可怕的人怎么来形容这些可怕的人呢？就是说他们不惧怕神，也不尊重人。
Oftentimes, when God is describing these people in the Bible, He says that they have no fear of God, they have no honor and respect towards Him.
这些不惧怕神也不尊重人的人，就是世界上最可怕的人。
The people who have no fear of God are the most terrible in this world.
因此，亚伯拉罕呢，他把他目光的焦距从神的身上转到这些人的身上。
We see that Abraham has shifted his vision, his gaze from God to the people of this world.
这是对我们来讲一个非常大的提醒。
This is such a great reminder for us.
不管在怎样艰难的环境当中
，No matter how difficult the environment，
盼望着圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
让我们的目光常常是定睛在神的身上。
So that our eyes may be fixed on God.
我们没有看见环境，虽然环境是恶劣的，我们知道，但是我们知道神仍然在掌权。
That we are not looking at the environment, even though the environment is evil, we must see that God is in control of all.
亚伯拉罕他的目光离开了神。
Abraham's eyes left God.
他用自己的理智来看环境。
He was using his own reasoning to look at his situation.
他看见非利士王人多势众。
He saw the king of the Philistines.
他看见他们中间可能有些人非常的凶猛。
He probably saw that there were some very violent people among them.
因此他就把黑影当成了巨人。
That is why he saw these people as his enemies.
他开始风声鹤唳，草木皆兵，他开始非常的惧怕。
Therefore, he was in great fear and trepidation, and he was just in great fear.
他竟忘记了来依靠这位完全可靠的神。
He forgot to rely on the most trustworthy God.
因此我们实在是要被提醒，我们所看见的是何等的重要。
That is why we need to be reminded that what we see is so important.
让我们能够常常学习圣灵来提醒，帮助我们能够常常把目光的焦距仍然定睛在神的身上。
May we often be reminded by the Holy Spirit to fix our eyes on God.
那这件事情也告诉我们另外一件事，一个非常重要的原则。
This matter also teaches us another very important principle.
因为我们知道从创世纪第十二章到二十章这段中间呢，亚伯拉罕是经历了两次非常大的得胜。
Between Genesis chapter 12 and 20, Abraham did experience two great victories.
但是在这些得胜之后，为什么很快他要进入这个失败当中？
So after victories, how is it that very quickly he encountered defeat?
这告诉我们说仇敌在地上布下了各样的陷阱。
That tells us that the enemy has laid many snares and traps for us.
我们得胜的经历和我们失败的经历之间相离很近。
Oftentimes our experiences of failures as well as of victories can be very close together.
我们在圣经里边也看见神所大用的仆人也常常有这样的经历。
Even the great servants of God in the Bible, they had such experiences.
我们看见先知以利亚。
Let's take a look at the prophet Elijah.
他在加密山上得胜了这个巴利的850个假先知。
On Mount Carmel, we see that Elijah had great victory over 800 some false prophets.
可以说是在以色列历史当中一个非常大的胜利。
It was a great victory in Israelite history.
可是当第二天耶洗别对他说我要取你的性命的时候。
But the next day when Jezebel said, I will take your life.
他就变得何等的软弱而逃跑。
He became so weak and he ran away.
我们看见基甸的例子。
We see the story of Gideon.
基甸借着300人靠着神的手得胜了许多的侵略他的军兵。
Gideon, through 300 people, and God's hand, he was able to gain great victory.
然而在他得胜之后
But right after his victory,
他建立了一个金子做的基甸的以弗德。
He built a silver ephod as an idol.
成为他全家的咒诅。
And it became the curse of his entire family.
所以我们看见这个得胜的经历和失败的经历中间的距离很短。
So we see that the distance between an experience of victory and an experience of failure sometimes is very close.
这对我们来讲是一个非常大的提醒。
This is a very great reminder to us.
在我们人生的旅途当中
In our life journey,
还有许多的试炼。
We will have many testings.
不论我们今天是在哪一个阶段
It doesn't matter what stage you are in today.
我们都会面临不同的试探
You will encounter various testings.
都有可能进入很大的失败当中
And it is possible that you encounter great failure.
亚伯拉罕没有看见神
Abraham did not see God.
但是我们圣经呢非常感谢主它记载着其实这件事情的背后是怎样呢
However, we thank the Lord that behind this story
在这个背后实际上是当亚比米勒王看见亚伯拉罕神与亚伯拉罕同在的时候
It is that behind the story, Abimelech saw God behind Abraham.
实际上亚比米勒尽管他有很大的军队
Because behind Abimelech, he had a great army.
但是实际上在他的心里边是惧怕亚伯拉罕
But actually, in Abimelech's heart, he greatly feared Abraham.
因为他知道是神与他同在。
Because he knew that God was with Abraham.
所以今天在地上我们可能是少数。
So today in the world, we might be the minority.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
世界好像是非常强大的。
The world seems like it is great and powerful.
但是当圣灵开启我们的时候我们看见在我们里边的神比万有都大。
However, through the Holy Spirit, we can see that he who is in us is greater than he that is outside of us.
因此在创世纪第21章22节的时候这里边记载着另外一段亚比米勒和亚伯拉罕的对话。
And so in Genesis 21 verse 22, there is another recording of a conversation between Abimelech and Abraham.
我们读一下从22节21章的22节到24节。
Let's read verse 22 through 24 of chapter 21.
当那时候亚比米勒同他军长菲各对亚伯拉罕说凡你所行的事都有神的保佑。我愿你如今在我们这里指着神对我起誓，不要欺负我，不要欺负我的儿子，不要欺负我的子孙。我怎样厚待了你，你也照样怎样厚待我和你聚居这里的民。
Now it came about at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore, swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me or with my offspring or with my posterity, but according to the kindness that I have shown to you, you shall show to me and to the land in which you have sojourned.
这里边我们是不是看见当亚比米勒看见是神与亚伯拉罕同在的时候
When Abimelech saw that God was with Abraham,
他心里面是惧怕亚伯拉罕
His heart feared Abraham.
因此他带着他的军长，他自己也不敢来，可能还有不知道后边可能还有很多的军兵来见亚伯拉罕。
And、so therefore Abimelech came together with the commander of his own army, perhaps with others as well, to meet Abraham.
他说你要对着神向我起誓说。
And said, swear to me with, by your God.
不要欺负我。
That you will not deal falsely with me.
不要欺负我的子孙。
Don't bully me or my grandchildren.
不要欺负我的儿子。
Do not bully my sons.
要厚待我
or all of my offspring.
我们看见他几乎是来求亚伯拉罕。
He's begging Abraham.
这是因着他看见了在亚伯拉罕里边的神。
Because he saw the God of Abraham.
实在是盼望着我们也能够看见在我们里边的比万有都大。
May we also see that he who is within us is greater than everything.
今天我们的确是生活在一个非常黑暗邪恶的时代当中。
Yes, indeed, we are living in a very dark and evil time.
当我们看见周围这些环境的时候
When we take a look at our circumstances,
很多的时候让我们失望甚至绝望
It causes us to be in despair and we feel hopeless.
但 盼望着圣灵在我们里面开启我们的眼睛
But may the Holy Spirit open up our eyes.
是神与他的教会同在
Because God is with his church.
是神在保守我们
God is protecting us.
并且神不断在我们身上做建造的工作
And God is constantly doing his work of building.
神在他儿女身上所做建造的工作就好像摩西在出埃及在申命记里边所描述的神借着老鹰来训练小鹰的方法
The work that God is doing in his church today is just like how Moses described it in Deuteronomy, just like an eagle caring for its young.
在申命记第32章里边摩西这样说说又如鹰搅动巢穴在昼鹰以上展开双展开翅膀接取昼鹰背在两翼之间。
Moses wrote in Deuteronomy 32 verse 11, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spread his wings and caught them, he carried them on his pinions.
这句短短的经文里边呢跟我们看见鹰的三个动作。
In this very short verse, we see three different actions of an eagle.
第一呢就是这个鹰要展开翅膀。
The first, we see that the eagle will open and spread out its wings.
第二它要搅动巢穴。
Secondly, it will stir up its nest.
第三它要接取这昼鹰背在它的两翼之间。
Thirdly, it carries its young on its back or on the wings.
这就是神带领以色列他们整个在旷野中间的经历。
This is the experience of the Israelites, as they followed God through the wilderness.
有训练，有保护。
God is training as well as protecting.
也是神今天在他儿女中间所要做的工作。
It is the same work that God is doing among his children today.
有训练，有保护。
There is training and protection.
我们不知道摩西他是真正的观察到这些鹰的行为没有。
We don't know whether Moses truly observed such a behavior of eagles.
因为作为一般的人来讲呢，是很难观察到鹰的生活习性。
Because generally speaking, it's very difficult to observe the life of an eagle.
因为鹰它通常呢是搭窝在非常高的树上或者在悬崖之间。
Because eagles' nests are generally very high in altitude or on a cliff or high branches.
所以对于我们这些平常的人很难观察到他们是怎样生活。
So as for us in the general public, it's just very difficult to observe their daily life.
前些年呢我看见了一个这个养鹰专家他讲到这个鹰的习性。
A few years ago, I watched a documentary of an eagle expert talking about the life of an eagle.
讲到这个老鹰是怎样来训练这个小鹰的。
It talked about how an eagle would train the young.
就是摩西在这里边所讲到这是三个动作。
It's exactly these three actions of what Moses wrote about.
当这个小鹰刚刚被孵化出来的时候
Right after a young eagle is born,
他们甚至还不会跑的时候他们就已经开始学习飞翔。
They're not able to walk yet, and yet they are able to spread out its wings.
他那个老鹰呢就在这个鹰巢穴的这个三尺以上的地方常常展开它的翅膀，在扇动它的翅膀。
And so here, the young together with the older eagle, they spread out their wings and they flap a lot to practice and in spreading out.
所以这些小鹰在这个巢穴里边看见那个老鹰，他们也跟着一起扇动。
And so the young watched the older eagle spreading out their wings.
讲到我们一开始得救的时候呢，神就训练我们。要进入服事。
And so this teaches us that as soon as you are saved, that you begin to learn how to serve.
我还记得在大概在 几周之前，我们中间我们有个周六的福音聚会。
I remember a few weeks ago among us, we had a Saturday gospel meeting.
我们中间有一位年轻的弟兄做见证。
A young brother among us gave a testimony.
我们的红林弟兄。
Our brother who's in the back.
那个时候呢，我们的弟兄要我们祷告，他说我里边非常的紧张。
And our brother wanted us to pray, but within me, I was very nervous.
我那些天真的是常常为我们弟兄祷告。
And I often wanted our other brother to pray.
为什么呢？因为我好像在看见了二十几年之前我的自己。
Why? It is because I saw myself 20 years ago.
那个时候我大概已经信主五六年了。
I had believed in the Lord about 5-6 years.
但是从来没有做过见证。
But I never gave a testimony.
我们弟兄实际上是信主一年多就要做为主做见证。
Our brother has only believed in the Lord for 1 year and he was testifying.
我还记得那整个那一周的时间我非常的紧张。
I remember that particular week I was very nervous.
做实验一有时间呢就跑到一个没人的地方去祷告。
As soon as I had a little bit of time, I would go to a place where no one was there so that I could pray.
我们感谢主，我们弟兄那天晚上为主做了美好的见证。
I thank the Lord because our brother on that night gave a very wonderful testimony.
我们一开始神就在训练我们。
As soon as we begin, the Lord starts to train us.
那个专家告诉我们说呢，鹰的第二个动作，当这些小鹰慢慢长大了的时候。
The expert tells us that the eagles, as they continue to grow,
这个老鹰就要搅动巢穴。
The older eagle will stir up the nest.
因为在那个高高的树上和悬崖上。那个小鹰自己他们是不敢跳下去的。
Because up on a very high branch or a high cliff, the young eagles dare not jump out.
因此在他们快要能够飞翔的时候，这个老鹰要搅动巢穴。
When they are about to learn how to fly, the older eagle will stir up the nest.
神圣灵在我们里边的带领就是这样子。
This is the leading of the Holy Spirit inside of us.
在我们人生的每一路上，他要给我们机会来操练。
Along every path of our life, he is wanting us to be trained.
要建造我们里面的信心。
He wants to build up faith in us.
因此这个老鹰呢，就把这个搅动巢穴的意思，就是把这个小鹰啊，从这个巢穴里面赶出去。
When the eagle is stirring up its nest, what it means is that he's pushing the young ones out of the nest.
这个小鹰呢，还能够飞翔一点，但是他们有的时候不是飞翔的特别好。
The young eagles, perhaps they could fly a little bit, but not very well.
所以很多的时候是在空中挣扎。
So they're often struggling in the air.
这个就是我们的经历。
This is our experience.
我们在许多跟随主的路上服侍的时候，是不是就许多的挣扎？
Oftentimes, as we start to serve, aren't we also struggling the same?
有的时候呢，这个小鹰要失败了，它就要坠落下去了。
Sometimes the young eagles, because of failure, they might be descending, going down.
但是这个老鹰呢，就在它的后边。
But the older eagle is always right there with them.
它俯冲下去，用它的双翼把小鹰接在它的翅膀之上。
It will hover over them and then go under them and catch them on his wings.
重新一次把它带到巢穴里面。
And once again bring them up back to the nest.
重新一次把它再推出去。
And once again push them out of the nest.
就这样一次一次的训练。
Again and again, this is the training.
那个专家还告诉我们说呢，有一种鹰。他们好像有一个动作是非常残忍的。
There's another, so the eagle expert also tells us that there's another behavior among the eagles that seems very, very cruel.
就是他在小鹰学习飞翔的时候，会把小鹰的翅膀的骨头折断。
That while the young one is flying, that it would break one of its wings.
然后把它推出巢穴去。
And at the same time, push them out of the nest.
这个小鹰带着受伤的翅膀在从空中。痛苦挣扎的时候。
And so the young eagle with a broken wing while they are struggling in the air.
就有大量的血来冲刺他受伤的翅膀。
It would have a lot of blood flowing to the broken wing.
使他受伤的骨头产生强大的再生能力。
So that its broken bones can be strengthened.
很快这个骨头就恢复并且更加的强壮。
And quickly that bone can be healed and be stronger than before.
这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
在我们最需要他的时候
At the time we need it the most,
在我们觉得自己非常 失败无力的时候
When we feel that we are completely helpless in our failure,
在弟兄姐妹们我们每一个痛苦的经历当中
In every experience of great suffering,
我们会经历圣灵更大的充满
We can experience a greater filling of the Holy Spirit,
赐给我们更大的力量能够走过这条路
Giving us greater strength so that we could walk this way.
因此这样一次次的训练
And so time and time again through this training,
这个小鹰有一天就练就了一副坚强的翅膀。
The young eagle can have very strong wings.
有一天它可以靠着这副翅膀去搏击暴风雨。
And one day, through its own wings, it can now fly.
这副翅膀可以带它展翅上腾，翱翔在蓝天和白云之间。
And with its own wings, it can now ascend up into the heavens, into the sky and fly.
这是神也要在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the same work that God wants to do in us today.
我们今天可能没有时间再交通亚伯拉罕得胜的经历。
Today we do not have time to talk about Abraham's experience of victory.
但是借着这段经历，我们实在是看见神所做的工作是何等的宝贵。
However, we see that through today's experiences, these are so precious.
我们要看见几个非常重要的点。
We want to see some important points.
第一，我们的目光看见的是什么
？First, what are our eyes fixed upon?
亚比米勒问亚伯拉罕：“你看见了什么？”才做这样的事。
Abimelech asked Abraham, "What haven't you encountered and seen that you have done such a thing?"
盼望着圣灵常常问我们。
May the Holy Spirit often ask us.
当我们看见我们的人生。
When we look at our own lives.
当我们看见这个世界。
When we look at this world.
我们看见的是什么
？What do we see?
我们有没有看见我们的神仍然坐在高高的宝座上
？Do we see our God who is seated upon the throne?
他仍然掌管着人类的历史。
That he is still in control of all mankind's history.
他仍然有能力保护我们。
That he has the ability to protect us.
我们看见了什么
？What do we see?
另外，我们要知道我们的神是爱。
Secondly, we need to know that our God is love.
他在我们人生的路上邀请我们与他同行。
That as we journey on life, he wants us to journey together with him.
他没有勉强我们。
He doesn't force us.
所以我们的每个经历都要自愿的放在他的手中。
So our every experience that voluntarily we place it into God's hands.
知道他是那位永不改变的神。
To know that he is the unchanging God.
他在这历史历代所做的工作仍然要在今天完成。
His work throughout all the ages continue to today.
并且亚伯拉罕的经历告诉我们，信心是需要行动的。
Also, Abraham's experience tells us that faith requires action.
我们需要像亚伯拉罕一样来顺服神。
We need to be like Abraham and obey God.
并且能够常常回头看我们人生的经历。
Oftentimes we can look back and look at our own experience.
愿神借着这些经历把我们带到一个更高之处。
Through these experiences, may he lead us to a higher place.
让我们今天在地上的时候能够经历他更多的保护。
That while we are on earth today, we can experience a greater measure of his protection.
虽然我们还有失败。
Even though we have failures.
但是愿我们实在是能够仰望那位从不失败的神。
But may we look to the God who never fails us.
让他的生命来代替我们的生命。
Because his life can substitute for our life.
使教会今天在地上仍然能够成为主耶稣基督的见证。
So that the church today can bear testimony for our Lord Jesus.
使他在我们每个弟兄姐妹们身上所做的工作能够成就。
So that his work upon every brother and sister may be accomplished.
信心能够带进永远。
So that faith will last until eternity.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
谢谢你再一次把亚伯拉罕的人生放在我们的面前。
Because once again, you give us a life story of Abraham.
他是信心之父。
He is the father of faith.
我们是小信的人。
We are people of little faith.
然而你在亚伯拉罕身上所做的工作，却要同样做在我们这些小信的人身上。
The work of faith that you wanted to do in Abraham, you are also doing upon us.
求你帮助我们。
Do help us.
常常把目光的焦距定睛在你的身上。
Turn our eyes so that our eyes may be fixed upon you.
让我们自愿并且乐意地向你降服。
So that we would be willing and voluntarily submit to you.
使你的工作能够成就在你的教会当中。
So that your work may be accomplished in the church.
我们这样的祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.